You're listening to SBS News.
Bad behaviour by the banks has come under unprecedented national scrutiny over the past month. First, there was the Royal Commission, and now there is a scathing new report from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, also known as APRA. The regulator's recommendations have prompted Treasurer Scott Morrison to take a stand.
But at the end of the day, it's up to these institutions to step up. To step up. For their board members to step up and to ensure that they never see these things happen in their organisations again. The government is doing its job and has been for some years now to provide them with the tools of as I've just demonstrated. But these institutions have to step up to this challenge.
APRA's report into the culture of the Commonwealth Bank was ordered last year, following revelations the CBA had breached anti-money laundering and anti-terrorism financing laws. In its assessment, APRA says the bank's leadership has suffered from inadequate oversight and unclear accountabilities. The authority has also sharply criticised the bank for being desensitised to failings with customers. The Australian Shareholders Association's Judith Fox says it sends a strong message to everyone working in the financial sector.
I think it puts the banks on notice. I think it puts all of the boards of our listed companies on notice. Conduct risk is now front and centre. It can't just be seen to be about financial risk. And as I said earlier, please don't say that shareholders were ever asking for profit to be generated through unethical or illegal practices. We want to see that customers are treated fairly, that all stakeholders are treated fairly.
Former Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Ian Narev was pushed to an early retirement last year. The bank's new chief executive, Matt Common, has tried to reassure investors via this video message.
Today I've printed out 500 copies of the report and I've sent that out to the top 500 leaders in the Commonwealth Bank. I think it'll be tempting for some people in the organisation to look at the report and either think that it's unfair or to think that it actually applies to the Commonwealth Bank but not to them and to their teams. I think it's really important that everyone in the bank, the senior leaders of the Commonwealth Bank, realise that it is us, it's me, it's our leadership. And things need to change.
The numerous examples of bad bank behaviour leave the Turnbull government in an awkward position, as it continues to push for expanding company tax cuts, which would benefit the banks. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the government should instead focus on doing more to bring the banks into line.
Why on earth is the Turnbull government continuing arrogantly, pig-headedly, with giving the Commonwealth Bank nearly a $4 billion tax cut? Australians just must wonder how out of touch this big business-loving government is.
Mr. Morrison has defended the Coalition's company tax plan. He says by the time the banks would receive the tax cut, they would have already paid out $16 billion through the bank levy announced in last year's budget. The Commonwealth Bank has been forced to carry out an extra $1 billion in regulatory capital as a result of APRA's report. It is not a fine, but a mandatory part of the regulator's remediation plan. The bank's board is also considering whether to reduce millions of dollars in executive bonuses as recommended. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.